I'm doing well today, Sean. How are you doing?
Doing really well, thanks. You're on the show this morning to talk about the Alberta Blue Cross Faces of Wellness program. Right off the bat, what is it?
Faces of Wellness is an Alberta Blue Cross initiative to really celebrate Albertans who are everyday champions for wellness in their communities. So whether that's making positive lifestyle changes in their own lives toward becoming healthier, or whether it's promoting a health-related cause, making the most of life while living with a chronic condition, maybe it's standing up for mental health, or perhaps being a role model for others. Through the Faces of the Wellness program, what we ultimately want to do is recognize Albertans who are taking steps toward living healthier lives.
So why is it important to the Alberta Blue Cross to recognize those faces of wellness in the community?
We really want people to understand that whatever their commitment to wellness may be, it's worth sharing. Promoting wellness, whether that's physical, mental, or social, is key to not only living our best lives personally, but to becoming a healthier population overall. And the more we discuss wellness, the more we inspire one another to live well. At the same time, we're facing an epidemic of chronic disease, not only in Alberta, but globally. And each of us has an opportunity and also a responsibility to take steps toward living our best lives.
Chatting with Brian Geislinger. He's the Senior Vice President of Corporate Relations and Community Engagements at the Alberta Blue Cross. I love that you encourage those who are out there on a fitness journey to post, whether it be on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, to inspire others. I do a lot of running, and I get messages all the time from people saying, you know what, it's because of you that I've gotten out there and gone for a walk or started to run. And I think that's what it's all about, inspiring and encouraging others to join us on that journey.
That's great, Sean. And you know what? Maybe you should apply to be a Faces of Wellness.
Hey, there you go. When you see this face, wellness is not something that comes up. Okay, so what do you think it means to be a face of wellness?
When we started the Faces of Wellness program, I had a real preconceived notion of what a stereotypical champion of wellness might look like. But let me tell you, Sean, this program has challenged that stereotype. Over the first 4 years of the program, we've received hundreds and hundreds of nominations and applications that have come in from all over the province, sharing many really diverse and courageous journeys of wellness with us. And that includes not only physical wellness, but mental and social well-being. And of course, it also includes many incredible applications and nominations we received from Indigenous community members as well. So I now recognize that anybody can be a champion for wellness. You know, so whatever you're doing in your life, to live your best life and to really inspire others to do the same, you can be a face of wellness, and your story is truly worth sharing.
So I've got somebody who I want to nominate to be a face of wellness. What is the criteria to nominate somebody?
Everyone knows someone who's a face of wellness, and we're pretty open on the criteria because we don't want to be overly prescriptive in what wellness may mean to different individuals. So the program is open to all Albertans ages 18 and over, and we've had applications from everyone from young adults to seniors in their 80s. And it's quick and easy to apply through the Alberta Blue Cross website.
Now, can you share an example maybe of a face of wellness recipient from the past and why they were chosen?
We've received so many incredible stories shared with us from people who have, you know, overcome addiction and mental health challenges, people that are living their best life with chronic diseases and have become advocates for others, individuals who have championed active living in their communities, people who have overcome debilitating injuries, trauma, health challenges. The diversity of the applications has been truly amazing. So, you know, I guess I'll just recap a few of them. In 2021, our grand prize recipient was an individual who overcame a struggle with addiction and substance abuse, and he ultimately became a social worker who now helps others through their recoveries. In 2022, our grand prize winner was an individual who embodies what it means well to live well with schizophrenia. So she's a champion for those living with schizophrenia spectrum illnesses, and she's also a real mental health advocate in the community, which is really inspiring. 2023, our grand prize winner was an individual whose experience with sickle cell disease led her to create a nonprofit organization through which she supports others who are living with that same disease. And last year, in 2024, our grand prize recipient was an individual who was born with cerebral palsy, and he's become a committed advocate for disability rights and social justice, and he uses his platform to make our communities more inclusive. So, you know, as you can see from these grand prize finals over the last 4 years, the diversity of the applications, and you know, each person has their own unique journey and story to tell in terms of how they're promoting wellness and living lives of wellness. And so we try not to be too prescriptive in our criteria for applications because we welcome all of those very inspiring experiences to be shared with us.
It's a lot of great Albertans doing great things in their own special way, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
It's truly special.
So it's the Alberta Blue Cross Faces of Wellness. Applications are accepted until October 2nd. What's that website address again?
Website is through our main site, and it's ab.bluecross.ca. And Sean, some good news to share. We've actually opened up the applications until the end of October now.
Oh, fantastic.
A few more weeks for people to get their applications and nominations in.
That's great news. Brian, always a pleasure. I appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Hey, Sean, always great chatting with you, too. And thanks again for WinSpeaker for getting the word out on this program.